The Republican National Convention is now in full swing. Yesterday, Republicans painted Democrats as a danger to America. But in the final speech of the night, Senator Tim Scott, the only black Republican in the Senate, said he was optimistic about the state of the country.
We live in a world that only wants you to believe in the bad news, racially, economically, and culturally polarizing news. The truth is, our nation's arc always bends back towards fairness.
Let's get reaction from Representative Debbie Lesko, a Republican from Arizona. Congresswoman, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And what's your reaction to the first day of this convention? Is the party making a convincing case to reelect the president?
I sure think they are. I mean, it was very good in that it focused on the accomplishments that President Trump has done, and also talked about what's going to happen if Biden and Harris get elected, which is a totally different vision for the future of America.
Well, to that point, I want to play some tape from the McCloskeys last night. This is the St. Louis couple that has now become known for pointing their guns at Black Lives Matter protesters outside of St. Louis. Let's listen.
So make no mistake, no matter where you live, your family will not be safe in the radical Democrats' America.
The president promised an optimistic and uplifting event, but do you think that messages like that are actually going to bring people into the party?
Well, I think what it's doing is comparing and contrasting. You know, Trump wants to keep our community safe. And what I think they're pointing out with the McCloskeys is that it doesn't matter. They were in a gated, high-end community, and all these mobs of people came in. They were afraid for their lives. They were afraid that they were going to be looted. Everything seems to be upside down right now. All this rioting and looting that's going on, and Biden and Kamala Harris both support cutting police funding. Now, they use different words. They say
not exactly. I mean, yesterday Joe Biden clearly said he did not support cutting police funding. And so he's on the record as saying that. But I also just want to ask you if it's fair.
He can say whatever he wants, but he said redirecting. Isn't that cutting?
I also just want to ask you if it's fair to paint Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as a tool of the left warning of a socialist takeover when Joe Biden beat Bernie Sanders, and last week progressives were complaining that he was reaching out to Republicans and moderates in his convention. So it seems like you're overstating that fact, and Republicans are generally.
No, I think I totally disagree with you on that one. I am afraid for the future of our country if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, Kamala Harris applauded the Los Angeles mayor when he cut $150 million from police funding. There's a reason that President Trump has been endorsed by almost every law enforcement agency across the country and the Customs and Border Protection. It's a clear difference. The police reform bill that the Democrats did, I mean, it would take away qualified immunity from police, which would undermine police's ability to do their jobs. There is a clear difference. And boy, that Maximo Alvarez, the man whose family escaped from Cuba, that was fantastic speech. He was talking about how he sees the policies of Biden and Harris are shadows of the communism that he has seen personally and escaped from, and how it is so important that we view America as a beacon of hope.
There's no doubt there was a diverse group of speakers last night. Senator Tim Scott, Vernon Jones, a Democrat from Georgia, a lawmaker. There were others. You mentioned the gentleman from Florida. But is that really reflective of the party, Congresswoman? President Trump won just 8% of black voters in 2016, and it looks like that trend is on track to stay the same in 2020.
Well, we certainly are a big tent party, and we welcome everyone. And that's what you can see with Tim Scott. He gave a great speech, very clear on how President Trump and him work together on opportunity zones to help in low-income and minority communities, and also how President Trump and the Republicans helped cut taxes, which helped grow the economy, grow jobs with the lowest unemployment, some historical records for blacks in America before the coronavirus struck. And
those numbers started under President Obama, though, Congresswoman.
Well, listen, I'm telling you that President Trump has been there for 3.5 years, and no one can argue that before coronavirus, the economy was booming and unemployment rates were very low. And then, of course, we had to deal with the coronavirus.
Now, finally, I just want to ask you, President Trump, as you know, is in a tight race in your home state of Arizona. It's a state that has become much more diverse. Are you worried that for the first time since 1996, a Democrat might win the state? I mean, right now, that's what the polls are showing.
Well, you know what? I've been walking door to door, and I'm really optimistic, quite frankly, because we've been hitting swing voters. And so far, the vast majority that I have had contact with have said they're voting for President Trump. It's hard. Polls are difficult, as we saw last time around. People don't always answer honestly. A lot of people don't want to even answer the polls. So I really have a good feeling in Arizona. Of course, it's changing. It's changing to a purple state. I'm hoping that we can keep conservative values, pro-growth, pro-economic freedom values in Arizona. And I work every single day to make sure that happens.
Republican Congresswoman Debbie Lesko from Arizona, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, too.